This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. There will be a number of Coloradans in the audience tonight when President Biden delivers his State of the Union address. Heather Martin survived the shooting at Columbine High School. She's now a teacher, and she'll be the guest of Colorado Congressman Jason Crow. She's hoping the president addresses measures to prevent gun violence and help survivors like her.
Because there are thousands of us now, and we need help. And we need help long after the cameras go away and long after everyone else moves on.
Other Colorado guests include the head of Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains, an Upper Colorado River commissioner, and a Coloradan who got help with their Medicaid renewal. Our live coverage of tonight's State of the Union address starts this evening at 7. In the U.S. House, the latest and just approved government funding package includes $125 million in funding requests for Colorado that will pay for water system improvements in Rio Blanco County, a canine police dog unit in Arapahoe County, and projects at airports around the state. A Colorado librarian has tracked down information on dozens of women who died while getting an abortion or performing one on themselves in the years before abortion was legal. CPR's John Daly has more on what he discovered.
Alex Hernandez works in the Denver Public Library's Special Collections Department. A few years ago, he learned about old newspaper ads for abortifacients, substances and medications that cause abortions. He dug through articles dating back to before Colorado was a state. He's now written about some of the many stories he found.
A lot of these women died pretty horribly, either from blood loss or septicemia, which is a terrible way to go.
He documented cases of nearly 50 women who died, but says it's likely a small fraction of the total. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
There is more of this history of illegal abortion in Colorado later in this hour. Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains is a financial supporter of CPR News. Financial supporters have no editorial influence. There's rain and snow along the Front Range, rain for Grand Junction today, and mountain snow today and tomorrow. This is CPR News.